And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of March, 2015. It was on this day in 1973 the last U.S. combat troops left Vietnam. The number of troops had peaked in 1969 at about 500,000 soldiers. In January 1973, the United States, North and South Vietnam, and the Viet Cong signed a peace agreement in Paris, which ended the United States' direct involvement of the war, though the ceasefire did not hold, and the war was back in full force by 1974. After the combat troops withdrew on this date in 1973, 7,000 civilian personnel remained in Saigon who were evacuated in 1975 when Saigon fell to the communists. It's the birthday of the politician and author Eugene McCarthy, born Watkins, Minnesota, on this day in 1916. It's the birthday of the poet R.S. Thomas, Cardiff, Wales, 1913, Anglican clergyman, Welsh nationalist, wrote his autobiography in Welsh, called it Neb, meaning nobody. It's the birthday of the author Amy Sedaris, born Endicott, New York, 1961, author of I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence, and Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. And it's the birthday of Eric Idle, born South Shields, England, 1943, a member of the Monty Python troupe, who reworked Monty Python and the Holy Grail into Spamalot, a Broadway musical. Here's a poem for today by Walter MacDonald, What If I Didn't Die Outside Saigon. So what do you want? He growled inside the chopper, strapping me roughly to the stretcher as if I were already dead. Jesus, I swore, delirious with pain, touching the hot mush of my legs, to see my wife, go home, play with my kids, help them grow up, you know. His camouflaged face was granite, a colonel or sergeant who'd seen it all. He wore a parka in the rain, a stubby stale cigar bit tight between his teeth, a nicked machete like a scythe strapped to his back. He raised a fist and held the chopper. He wore a gold wristwatch with a bold sweep second hand. The pilot glanced back, stared, and looked away. Bored, the old man asked, then what? His cigar bobbing. I swallowed morphine and choked. More time to think, plant trees, teach my kids to fish and catch a ball. Yeah, he said, sucking the cigar, thinner than he seemed at first. Through a torrent of rain, I saw the jungle closing over me like night. And travel, I said, desperate, to see the world. That's it, safe trips with loved ones, long years to do whatever, make something of my life, make love, not war. I couldn't believe it. Wisecracking cliches, about to die. He didn't smile, but nodded. So, what then? What then? Listen, that's enough. Isn't that enough? His cigar puffed into flame. He sucked and blew four perfect rings, which floated through the door and suddenly dissolved. Without a word, he leaned and touched my bloody stumps, unbuckled the stretcher straps, and tore the killed in action tag from my chest. And I sat up today, in bed, stiff-legged, out of breath, an old man with a room of pictures of children who moved away, and a woman a little like my wife, but twice her age, still sleeping in my bed. A poem by Walter MacDonald, What If I Didn't Die Outside Saigon, from his collection Counting Survivors, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.